Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, June 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from beautiful Tampa, Florida, from the amazing studios of the River Church. Find all the links to that at revival.com. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is right over here, one of my peanut gallery. I actually have an in-studio audience. They have illustrious patriots over here. They better watch out, since there's a popular talk show host over there with them, too. I may have to draft them in here. But hey, here's Biden putting his hand over his heart for what he thinks is the national anthem. It is the national anthem of India. They don't put their hands over their hearts there. Same thing in Russia, but we do it here. But he doesn't know. Of course, you're not supposed to put your hand over your heart for other people's anthems. You do stand for them, which he is doing. You just hear somebody in his ear saying, "Hey, Biden, listen, this is not our anthem." No. But lower down slow. Don't let anybody notice that you put your hand up. You're in the wrong anthem. There. Good. You are a sly devil, you. Oh, you are so smart. The big guy. So got to have some comic relief. Okay, let's get really, really serious right now. I have withheld judgment, and I could have easily on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday come on the show and said what I thought about the Titanic sub, the Titan. It's now added a new attraction to that graveyard that people like to go visiting in the North Atlantic off the coast of Newfoundland. But the fact that almost no one is buying the official story is interesting. So I got mobbed the last 3 days. When I say mobbed, I'm staying in a hotel near Tampa. And I was having dinner with my folks yesterday, so the folks were with me. And we had literally half the restaurant come over and say, "What's going on with the sub? We don't believe it." And I had to say, "I don't know yet, but I've got a good idea." And I'd already made up my mind of probably what was going on yesterday afternoon, but I still didn't talk about it on air. Now I've had some time last night and today to really think about it and look at it. And what we do know is we were lied to as usual. And the Navy specifically has incredible sonar that covers all the major oceans of Earth, particularly that area in the Atlantic where all those Russian subs and things are and undersea cables. And they have signature programs that tell them what type of craft it is, just off of its movement from a great distance. But also they know what an implosion sounds like. It is an explosion going off underwater. And they know what the sound of debris then hitting the bottom sounds like. But it turns out they instantly knew that the sub had reportedly imploded Sunday, when it was down near the Titanic. Again, that's a heavily watched, heavily trafficked area of the Atlantic. And they then also got the signature of its debris hitting the bottom. So the Navy knew, and the Navy incident commander said it was instantly reported to Navy headquarters, which was then reported up the chain. So while Biden and the rest of them said we have no idea what's going on, certainly Biden doesn't ever know what's going on, but the people under them knew that the submarine had disappeared. Its radio link, its text link to the surface ended, and it was pretty clear that it was an implosion. James Cameron, who's a big investor in the company, has come out and really manned up and said, even though I don't like him, he's a leftist, power-grabbing environmentalist that thinks we should all be depopulated, but he lives like a king. But he came out and he said that he thought it was a terrible design of carbon fiber and titanium, but it was good for the Earth. And so they built a submarine not out of steel, not out of incredibly strong, pure titanium or something. No, they did it out of carbon fiber, which I thought carbon's bad, but it was a plastic submarine, ladies and gentlemen. And so they went down their plastic submarine with their little plastic joystick, and the owner said, "We don't like to hire white men because they're bad." That's okay. Well, whatever. She had a bunch of white women, and then bye-bye submarine. So very, very trendy. We're very, very sad they're dead, if that's even true. But I'll give you my take on that. They now officially admit the giant Ukrainian NATO offensive has failed. We have huge news on so many big fronts today. This is going to be a powerful transmission. We're going to welcome all the folks that are watching via the river at revival.com.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live, original, teleprompter-free Friday edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm coming to you from the west coast of beautiful Florida, which is turning deeper and deeper red every day. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's amazing church complex and international media center. You're very, very blessed to be here. Revival.com. And of course, their church is the river. Plenty of parking, amazing security, great grounds. I'll be here Sunday morning greeting people. It'll be part of the service with Pastor Brown. It kicks off at 9:30. And then I'm going to do a special thing that he's invited me to hold an evening with Alex Jones. And the doors open about 6 o'clock or so, but at 7 it's going to start. And it's going to go for 3-4 hours. Over all the satellite feeds and video feeds at revival.com. We're going to link that up on InfoWars.com. So there's still time to load up the kinfolk and get in the Beverly Hillbillies vehicle, because we are kind of that great part of the country from Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and Florida, of course, and many other areas, and join us here at the river in Tampa. Okay, I tried to do it as that little first segment, but I always want to mention what's coming up, and I normally get into like one or two of the stacks and then don't mention the 7 or 8 other stacks. In this case, 7 or 8, usually about 30 stacks in my office, but I've only gone over about 8 stacks today. So let me go ahead and just do this for you. Let me tell you what's coming up. I'm going to break down what really happened with the submarine as best I can. This will be the best analysis you're going to get with what we know, and we'll just cover the facts, but the facts, as usual, show the government lied to us just out of hand because it's what they do. And so we're going to be going over that because people want to know. I have gotten hundreds of texts, dozens of phone calls from friends and family, and have been asked at restaurants, in hotels, on the street, and by the beach. I was walking on the beach last night for exercise and got stopped 5 times asking what happened with the submarine. So you want submarine, you're going to get submarine. Coming up in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to talk for 11 minutes on the submarine that is now part of the graveyard attraction on the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean. And we're very, very sad for the folks. Now, I'm just supposed to not question things. I'll tell you, the general public thinks it didn't even happen. And I'm going to tell you what I think really happened, and I think it's about the best info you're going to get. I mean, we don't know. That's part of this compartmentalized system of deception. We do know it was used as a distraction from the Biden impeachment that passed the House, now into committee for the official impeachment investigation to begin. And it's a big distraction from all these whistleblowers that came out in the last 3 days from the IRS and from the FBI that indeed Hunter Biden was getting money from the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, anybody else that would give it to him, and giving it to the big guy. The big guy. So we've got that news, breaking impeachment resolution to remove Joe Biden from office, passes the House floor. We've got a whole stack on that, very, very important on the Biden crime family news, what I think is going to happen with that. They're definitely getting him ready. They even have Gavin Newsom now visiting the White House every few weeks, and they're now saying how great he is at the White House as they prepare to take off the old blown tire and put on the new American Psycho 2.0. in charge there to run up against a Trump who they plan to put in jail, trying to accelerate all these kangaroo trials against him. We've got a lot of key information on that front coming up with Roger Stone. Roger Stone will be joining us to cover so much important news for part of the next hour. Harrison Smith will also be joining us as well in the third hour. Jay Dyer does the analysis of the New World Order from their own documents. He does every Friday in the fourth hour. And then Owen Schroyer can't do his show today. Harrison Smith's doing it because he's in D.C. in court right now. Did absolutely nothing. Was there with me trying to stop people going to the Capitol on video instead of getting an award. He is facing years in prison. But we'll get an update, hopefully, unless he's been clapped in irons from him sometime in the next hour. I'm told he'll be getting out of court any minute now. So that political prisoner will be joining us, hopefully. And then Alex Rosen is at it again. He's a former college football player, but more importantly, that ties in the story. He's a giant lineman. Looks like a Viking barbarian. He went out to one of these events. He's also a famous child predator capturer. He literally hunts people. He's gotten hundreds of them arrested on record. He's credited with that. He now going out confronting Peter Cotes. Got big news on that. And that, of course, went super viral in the last week. Well, now he went to one of these vaccine-pushing events, and they attacked him for his speech. A guy starts trying to choke him, so with one arm, he literally throws him 15 feet. That's what a lineman does. Literally just laughs at him and shoves him, and the guy goes flying like he was a rag doll. So that's all coming up today. Alex Rosen, Roger Stone, Harrison Smith, Jay Dyer, political prisoner, Owen Schroyer, and more here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to skip this network break so we have more time. Okay. Let me tell you what else is coming up today, because there's so much more. I mentioned the vaccine shill. It's not even a vaccine. It's a DNA therapy, a very dangerous gene therapy. COVID jab shill lord, Peter Cotes, he's like the mini-me of Fauci, like Russian dolls. I think Fauci's little. There's another little guy in there. COVID jab shill Peter Cotes attacks Alex Jones, claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Now, he's really jumped the shark on this one, and he's playing a shell game because we're going to break this down, how they actually operate when we start the next segment. But he's really stepped in here. He says, I take money from Bill Gates and the NIH. Well, that's the top. They pay for policy, and then the research is done, the dummy research that they've requested and the outcome they want, and then that is given back to Big Pharma that then produces the poison and is given liability protection by the NIH and by the federal government and the 1996 law that Reagan wrongfully signed. And then the money travels back to Bill Gates and a few other big companies and his tax-free foundation, and then he pays no taxes. So people always criticize the churches get to be tax-exempt because the First Amendment, I think they obviously should be. Congress shall make no law respecting the established religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But what about Big Pharma being tax-exempt? And that's really what's happening here is that, you know, Bill Gates brags, oh, I get 20-to-1 return on my vaccine investment. Should we dig the clip up and play it for you again? So Cotes has a lot. When I say a lot of nerve, I mean he has a lot of nerve to sit up there and tell the world that I am making this up. And that it's preposterous. You know, sure, he's worth $35 million on record. That's just what he shows on his taxes. $35 million, and the man is a pediatrician who runs a children's hospital, think guinea pigs. And he thinks your children should be made to take the shots. But we put a compilation together out of Tucker Carlson's 15-minute program last night. It's clip 3 with Tucker playing clips of Cotes and responding to it. But it's just simply over the top incredible that Cotes thinks we're this dumb and is now really out of desperation because there were hundreds of millions of views just on Twitter alone of Joe Rogan and RFK Jr. exposing him to now try to drag me in like, well, Jones is even more attacked. So I'll just say, oh, look, the crazy man over here. You know, Alex Jones is saying I'm bad. I'm good. This is a guy, we're going to play the clip in a moment. It's the last in a series of clips we're about to see. where Peter Hotez says we need Homeland Security to arrest people that question these shots. You cannot question me. I am science. It's like when Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars says, I am the Senate. I mean, these guys are so arrogant, and everything they said about the mask and the shots and all of it has been exposed. We're going to go to this little 4-minute, 53-second clip. I'm going to come back and break down why this guy is so desperate and why this is such a major bellwether sea change moment. Here it is.
It's all about mass compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical, because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes, so even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What you really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far-right-wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul. Senator.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
So I have five or six letters he's written. I have more than five other clips that I just found last night because I was making statements in the last few days that Peter Hotez wants to arrest you if you don't take the shot or you disagree with him. And people said that can't be true. And you just saw him say it. We've got a bunch of other clips we're going to get to. This is so criminal. This is so un-American. This is so evil. Plus, everything they said the last 3.5 years was a lie. And now they have this lie that 200,000 people died because they didn't hit the shots. That's completely pulled out of the air, like everything else they said and did. They knew these shots didn't protect you from COVID. They knew they would erase your immune system. I played you Pfizer executives 3 years ago on air over and over again saying, this is going to be great for business because as you take one shot, it lowers your immunity. Then you need another shot, and finally your immunity is totally gone. So it's like a prophylactic. It's like cough syrup. It doesn't heal the cough. It just makes it go away for a little while. So, yes, these shots in their own rigged studies for a couple months might give a little protection. But then after, it makes you get sicker, catch the virus, and can kill you easier, and any other virus can kill you. And it makes the population mutate all these new viruses because you're giving a giant population during an outbreak a vaccine. It's why you could never give a shot for a cold during a pandemic of a cold because it makes it worse. These are epidemiologists, these are scientists, these are virologists, these are pathologists. They knew what they were doing, hurting the public and setting the precedent to weaponize big pharma and the media against the people and get away with murder. Because you can get away with murder, you can then do whatever you want and you can play God. So you can read all at InfoWars.com. You can see it all there. We've got some other huge news to cover, but COVID jab shill Peter Hotez attacks Alex Jones, claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Go read the tweets for yourself. And the reason this is important is, this is getting picked up by the news everywhere, he lies and says, again, I took no money from them, and he goes on and says the shots still work, everything's great, and he doubles down and says we need to have Homeland Security come after us. Think about how arrogant this individual is. And he tweeted out this image from InfoWars.com. And he said, just a matter of time before InfoWars Alex Jones joined the party. Oh, I was already in the party, buddy. Big Pharma globalist gremlin. Quite a mouthful. Well, you are a Big Pharma globalist gremlin. I mean, that's really what you are. Quite a mouthful. Never mind, we don't take Big Pharma money, but make low-cost, patent-free vaccines for global health, bypassing Big Pharma, and 1 billion people awakened, impressed. Yeah, no, a billion views that I saw on different platforms attacking you and hating you, 95% of the comments against you, gremlin. So try to spend that all day, buddy boy. You're hated, and you know it, and along with Fauci and Bill Gates, people know who you are, and that's why your agenda of endless lockdowns, endless masks, and endless force injections in your UN treaty is all in so much trouble because humanity is waking up to you. And the same Big Pharma that pushes transgender surgeries, cutting the genitals off children and mutilating little girls, it's being banned by the UK. The EU is set to ban it, and we're going to ban it here as well. And the people pushing are going to go to prison. This is all Emperor's New Clothes. For people that don't know the story of the Emperor's New Clothes, look it up. And that's exactly what's happening. The Emperor's New Clothes. Story of the Emperor's New Clothes. Everybody knew they weren't spending golden thread cloth and clothing for him. But nobody wanted to admit it and be the one to tell the king he'd been conned. And that's how it works with people that buy into the system and get totally and completely conned by it. All right. More on that coming up, and I want to play just a small clip out of that clip again of him saying, we can't just have the media censor people. We can't just control the public. We've got to have Homeland Security. We've got to go after people. He specifically written articles to Congress, written articles to Homeland Security, that has been published by Baylor and the other universities he works with, calling as an academic head of infectious diseases to arrest people that point out he's a fraud. So he won't just debate. He says we don't need debate. In fact, he said that. I played it last week. Because debate is not part of science. Well, science is an observation and debate. So this is gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen. But now it's not enough to say, censor people, and I won't debate because you can't defend yourself. Now you're saying that you want us arrested. Here it is.
Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out. And Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
I'm sorry. Pastor Brown's right here talking to me. Pastor Brown, come on over here and talk to us. We'll pick on air. Let me do this. I'm going to go into break in a few minutes, and I can answer that question. This guy works around the clock over here, I tell you. We got to swing the cameras around and show my studio audience over here. Now, there they are. So there he is. Now, I want to get into the submarine, and I want to get into a story much bigger. But the submarine and these five dead people is very sad. But in the aggregate, they decided to go risk their lives. They decided to do this in this experimental plastic design. Okay, doesn't sound too smart to me. The sub has been down to the Titanic now over 50 times. They've done over 30 of these missions where people pay to go down there. If you believe it, look out a tiny portal. So they put their life in their hands. They're dead. Like a race car driver, sad they're dead, but they're dead. But the fact that people don't buy this shows how the official narrative is never believed anymore. The system has destroyed itself. I mean, I tend to want to believe the official story. I tend to think, why would they lie to us? But the system always lies, basically, 99% of the time now, because it's always got some other agenda, and it thinks by spinning a big story, it can get something out of it, like distracting the general population from what the globalists are doing and the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden whistleblower information coming out. So that's what this is really about. But as I said, last segment of this hour, coming up in about 20 minutes, I will get into it all in great detail. But here's the bottom line. The Navy has acoustic equipment. We said this back on Monday. They knew exactly when it blew up. They knew exactly when it hit the bottom. They have the signatures of it. And now the Navy said, yeah, we knew Sunday. We said the thing had imploded, but we passed it on. It's not our job to tell you. So the government sat on the information as usual while the government wringed its hands and sent the Coast Guard out to look for them, knowing right where they were on the ocean floor. So they did not let a good crisis go to waste. They used it bare minimum. As a huge political distraction, like the boy stuck in the well becomes the biggest story in the world. But when one of these opportunities comes up, you bet they're going to distract, kind of like they indicted Trump a couple of weeks ago when the last whistleblower information on Hunter Biden came out. I'll say it over and over again. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get more into the rebellion against the so-called scientists that tell us we can't question them with Alex Rosen, who confronted Hotez just last week and has now confronted more of these folks yesterday in a new viral clip. He'll give us details of exactly where he was and what happened with the video you'll see on the other side. Please remember, we're listener-supported. We don't have big billionaires funding us. We don't have the Democratic Party giving us money. None of that. Bill Gates spends $10 billion a year buying off the media. Look it up. That's why all you see is pro-Bill Gates news. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. We make it easy with great products, books, films, T-shirts. My new best-selling book went up to number one on the New York Times. They wouldn't admit that, but it was number one on all the other charts. The Great Reset and the War for the World. Learn about the New World Order's plan, Satan's plan, and what's unfolding with the Great Reset and the War for the World. I call it the Death Star Plans. Get a signed or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. The signed copies only have a few hundred left, excuse me. And when those are gone, they're gone. It's a fundraiser. So get the Great Reset and the War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we have our new amazing, well, it already came out once and sold out, but we have our new turmeric toothpaste, amazing, no fluoride, still good for your teeth, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Rainforest Ultra, Rainforest Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This morning, I'm scanning through the internet, going over news, and I see a headline: Alex Jones confronts Anthony Fauci. Here it is, right here. And I go, "That's not Alex Jones. That's Alex Rosen." And so then I said, "Well, that's weird." And I thought, "We'll call Alex Rosen about this," who just went viral last week, politely going and talking to Hotez, Peter Hotez, who's the mini me of Fauci, and is now out there saying that he again is not invested and is not involved with Big Pharma at all. He just takes money from Bill and Melinda Gates and the NIH that own the patents and control it all. So, I mean, he goes above Big Pharma, right to the people actually making it and producing it and coming out and targeting it. He wants to put us in jail. He wants to make us take it. He says he owns our bodies. He censors us. And the man is a complete monster, a would-be totalitarian dictator. So, Dr. Fauci gets feisty with Alex Jones, who throws him 400 yards. And of course, no, it's not Alex Jones. It's Alex Rosen, who's a foot taller than me and a lot bigger than I am. So now like any guy that has a beard and kind of a round head is Alex Jones. I see this all the time. Remember, I got banned on Twitter for not just and Facebook and Instagram for not just being mean to Oliver Darcy, the lawyer. For Twitter, went on Joe Rogan and read the three things I was banned. She said being mean to a child, a guy that looked like me with a beard on ABC News in Missouri, a 12-year-old kid is punching him, so the guy punches him and throws him to the ground. And they said that was me and ran national headlines that I beat a kid up in Missouri. I mean, the guy doesn't even really look like me. But here it is, Alex Jones, asks Fauci a question and then throws a guy 400 yards. So I thought we would actually find out what was going on here. I'll probably get banned off more stuff for this. You know, he says it right here. I attacked everybody. But here is Alex Rosen, who didn't attack anybody, going last week in the super mega viral clip because he lives right by him and talking to the guy that wants to arrest us for free speech who won't debate. Here he is.
Okay. Oh, are you Peter Hodges?
I am. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hey. So why are you not going to debate RFK on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Oh, come on. That's harassing.
I'm just curious.
What?
Nothing hostile, just curious.
I haven't said anything one way or the other.
I mean, are you planning on doing it?
He just invited me, so we'll see.
And I think you should, though.
We'll give it some
thought. Okay. And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured? Come on. Anything for them?
Don't come to my house.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think? Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter? Peter, it's just a question. Settle the science now. On a safari to go vaccinate more kids?
Now, that's from last week. And he got demonized for daring to go talk to the public figure that won't debate, who wants his critics arrested. We played the clip earlier twice. He's saying it all over. He's writing official letters calling for opposition or questioning science to be arrested. You've heard that the left says, question man-made global warming. You should be arrested. In fact, they're starting to arrest people in the EU and the UK. Oh, say there's only two genders. Arrested in Canada. Arrested in the UK. These people are tyrants, 110%. But it turns out this clip is from last year, and it is Fauci being confronted by Alex Rosen. But now, because Rosen's exploded, even more than his predator hunting, it's come back up. So what is old is new. Here is the clip.
Ma'am, I have a question. So Pfizer has the biggest criminal fine in history. So how is it anti-science to not trust them? If they're on record bribing physicians and fudging with test results, $2.3 billion fine. So how is it anti-science to simply question them? Can you explain that, please?
So I appreciate your comment. I'd like to finish my presentation, and you can hold your questions.
I mean, it's not going to be answered. I have four questions.
Hey,
I have four questions that didn't get answered. What the hell?
What are you doing? No, please.
Oh, my God. Your ring just rolled. It's right here. Got it? You okay?
All right, so we're now joined by Alex Rosen. People that don't know who he is one of the most prominent, successful people that's put hundreds of pedophiles behind bars as a private citizen. He's only been doing it 4 years, started out when he was a college football player, and he wanted to see if it was true. We started posting profiles and instantly had pedophiles hitting him up. But now he's not just being demonized by the pedophiles, who, by the way, have powerful friends. He's now being demonized for confronting Hotez. But recap what happened with Hotez, any new aftermath since we talked to you last Friday, my friend, and then break down for us and the viewers any new developments and then tie it back into this event that happened last year that's just now getting attention.
Yeah, so basically since Peter Hotez, nothing's really happened with me. He's just been more in the spotlight, which I guess that's what I wanted the video to accomplish. People still talking about him because you know how it is. I mean, we just see all this damning evidence coming out about any which thing, and then it all gets forgotten the next day. But with Peter Hotez, we're still talking about him today, which is, I'm glad the video helped accomplish that because, you know, he's right up there with Fauci when it comes to being corrupt and just crooked. So I'm glad that's happening. But yeah, as for me, no phone calls or anything like that. Just death threats on Twitter, which I just find really cute and hilarious. But yeah, so last year, this was at a vaccine symposium at Rice University that Peter Hotez was speaking at. Sadly, I didn't get to confront him face-to-face then because I actually had to go do something before he spoke, so I had to just confront like some poor college kid. But regardless, it would have been the same question anyway, and none of them would have answered it, so no difference in that regard. But yeah, I kind of got snuck into this vaccine event at Rice University, and I came in with a mask and, like, you know, a little pride shirt or whatever to kind of blend in. And, you know, I just decided to, I thought it was the right time to ask that question because they had a questioning part. But the thing is, they're so sneaky with it. And this is why I went to Peter Hutchins' house, and one of the other reasons, because they never answer questions on Twitter. They never answer any counter questions. So you could text your question in, and they would read it on screen and answer it during a question and answer period. So I texted the same question I asked there, or a very similar question, and of course they ignored that question. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to go, and I also got to get this question answered and see what they say. So I'm just going to go ask it like this. So I did, and obviously there's no answer, just a lot of anger from a Dr. Fauci lookalike who probably had a lot of stock in Big Pharma. And he starts choking me, which was probably an act of racism, I think. And, you know, I'm like, what the heck's going on? So I just start giggling, and I push him on the ground. I didn't mean to do that, but, like, you know, he went flying, and, you know, these vaccinators aren't that strong. And, yeah, so that kind of went viral in October of last year. Now it's kind of getting attention again after confronting Peter Hotez. And, yeah, and it just goes to show you that whenever you question the quote-unquote science, that's how they'll react, and that's how they want to react. Like, it's not an exaggeration when they say, oh, you should, I mean, that guy would put me in jail in 2 seconds. Like, if I did anything else but push him, he probably would have tried to press charges on me. But luckily, the cops asked me if I wanted to press charges, and I just really didn't have the time for that. But,
well, he goes for your camera, and he's choking you. I mean, he's a good little minion of Hotez and Bill Gates. I mean, they all want to shut down speech. They're very un-American people, very dangerous.
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, I don't know why. I can't understand the thought process of that guy being so angry that he wanted to try to choke me, but it literally goes to show you they're not pro-science to save lives because they obviously didn't care about my life in that case. I mean, he wanted to literally choke me. I mean, that's how you can kill someone. Not saying he would have came close to killing me, but that's how you can. So they're not like pro-life. They're not pro-science because they care about life. They're pro-science because they care about their ego and narcissism, and I think that's a very big difference.
Well, we got to go to break, but do a few more minutes with on the other side. I'm going to see if we get an update from Owen Schroyer, who just got out of court as well. But we have with us Alex Rosen of Predator Poachers on Rumble and at I Fight for Kids on Twitter. The guy is an absolute hero. How many hundreds, and you're not bragging, but it's a success rate for folks, and praise God. How many, because I know you've got all these awards from law enforcement, how many pedophiles have you and your team put behind bars?
I lost count of that. I just know we have an arrest in 43 different states, and this coming trip, we're going to try to get 44 and 45 in Massachusetts and Maine, so we'll see how that goes.
All right, we'll be right back with Alex Rosen. I'll tell you what really happened in my view with the submarine.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Roger Stone is coming up next hour. We'll have an update from Owen Schroyer, who is just in court as well. You've seen the spin that an InfoWars reporter pleads guilty to attacking the Capitol. I guess Alex Jones really did orchestrate the attack. I guess the D.C. Homeland Security's right that Jones should be indicted. No, Owen was with me there and tried to stop people going in the building. And they charged him for unlawfully being on the grounds of the Capitol. And he's already spent 2 years fighting it. And they said, okay, we're going to have a jury trial and try to put you in jail for years if you do not plead guilty to at least a misdemeanor. And I'm told that's what he did today, but he just got out of court. We'll get an update from him, hopefully, while Roger's on next hour. But the way they spin this, I mean, what do you expect them to do? He's already been up in D.C. like 8 times for court. He's already spent all this money on lawyers for nothing. And then the left spins it like we're criminals, like we did something. No, the deep state and the D.C. police, along with the feds, orchestrated the break-in, and you know you did it, and you've been caught, and now members of Congress have seen the video they've not released. And according to these members of Congress, I have the articles right here, they're going to be releasing the full Capitol videos in the next few weeks. And McCarthy has said they will 2 months ago, but now we're told it's imminent by some credible members of Congress. MTG, you name it. I've got several of them right here. So this is a big, big deal. But man, I tell you, that's why they're so desperate to prop up their January 6th narrative. Because imagine when it comes out, just like Russiagate and all of it, that they're the ones actually engaged in all this criminal activity. It is going to be absolutely massive. Now, I have been frustrated this entire hour. And I kept thinking, why am I frustrated? I'm about to go back to Alex Rosen to finish up here, and we appreciate it. And I'm like, it's because I did not cover our top story at the beginning of the show. And I've spent almost no time on it, and it's really the biggest news. There's two articles of the biggest news. all over the world. They're not just banning transitioning children forcibly, which is beyond pedophilia. It's literally maiming them. And you know, what if a pedophile cut a child's penis off? And you'd be like, that's the worst pedophile ever. He didn't just rape him. But then it's, oh, but the doctors cut it off. It's wonderful. There's major moves to ban that, and major moves in the hockey league to not have all the LGBTPS, S is not for Satan, brainwashing. And the National Hockey League has announced no more of that. So that's a huge victory. But that's not the big story. It's this one. And I've confirmed it. The entire Ukrainian offensive has been smashed. And now they're talking about peace deals, which is good to stop World War III. But I'll talk about that next hour after Roger Stone leaves us. And I'll get to the submarine. I promise to do that. But I want to finish up with Alex Rosen right now, Predator Hunter. What do you make of Hotez refusing to debate a week and a half after you politely confronted him and it being the top news story for three or four days? Not to share, but in the world. I mean, it hurt him so bad in public opinion that they won't debate, and that he says science is not about debating when that's the opposite. And then now he's doubling down, saying there's this corrupt, evil combine that works for the Russians with no proof, and that we need Homeland Security to go after people that question anything he says. I mean, that is outrageously totalitarian. Everybody knows that's what the bad guys say.
Yeah, no, it's pure desperation for him at this point. I mean, he's clinging on to going on to, like, MSNBC, like his only safe space left. I mean, I think the most damning evidence on him is that compilation of him saying, oh, it's two shots, oh, it's three shots, oh, it's four shots, even, oh, it's five shots. I mean, I think at this point, even the normies, like, my parents, for example, I mean, they got the first vaccine, I didn't get any, but they see through it now. I mean, all the normies are seeing through it, and all Peter Hotez has left to cling on is just his, like, little university PhDs and stuff like that. I mean, he knows the game's over, and, you know, I think him going on Rogan, I don't think it would do any justice for him at this point. Like, I think he already knows jig's up, and all he can do is just hope that we get scared into compliance. But, I mean, the more they threaten, like, oh, the DHS should arrest people like us who just question him, blah, 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 and the more it just doesn't happen, I think people are just starting to get sick and tired of it, and it's just becoming a comedy spectacle at this point from him.
Well, absolutely. And there's a short RFK Jr. clip that I wanted to play again yesterday, but I forgot to. It's about a minute 20 seconds long, and I want to end this interview by playing that for Alex. But first, let's play just the end of that compilation we put together from Tucker Carlson's piece last night on the medical tyranny. And again, we already played the whole thing earlier where he says these are Russian agents. U.S. intelligence needs to stop them. We know Putin is the one running these people. Joe Rogan is part of a dangerous fascist organization. I mean, Joe Rogan is a pot-smoking liberal, folks. He just sees these tyrants and says, whoa, you're the bad guys. Okay, so when you lose people like Joe Rogan, you've really lost the plot here. So now Joe Rogan's a Russian agent, too? Now, he's a real communist, too, folks. That's why he's worth over $1 billion just between you, me, you, and the fence post. So let's go ahead and play just the end part where, again, he says it's a Homeland Security issue. Here we go.
Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out. And Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
So how do you respond to that, Alex? Because he said that at least 20 times we know, four or five times on air we have clips and we have a bunch of news articles and letters he's written. Last week when you pointed that out, people said, that's not true, Rosen. That's not true, Alex. He never said that. People are like, he didn't just say arrest people that don't agree with him. And yes, he does. I mean, how does that not fully discredit these people?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a massive insecurity coming out from him. I mean, like I said last time, it's revenge of the nerds. I mean, he just can enlist, like, you know, strong men to go do things for him because he's a weak man. I mean, he can't just tell me. I mean, he didn't tell me to my face he should be arrested. He just kind of smiles and giggles at me and walks away. I mean, they can never say this to our face. I'm not even saying it as like a physical thing. They just don't have the guts to just confront us man to man and say I should go to jail for simply talking to him. But yeah, I mean, looping in Joe Rogan with like fascism in Russia. So, I mean, One, I mean, my last name is Rosen. I'm like a Jew. So calling me like a Nazi, whatever, I mean, that's like the total opposite. Then, like you said, Joe Rogan's like,
oh, that's right. I forgot. You've been called a Nazi. I saw that everywhere. You've been called a Nazi. Are you a Nazi?
I mean, I'm like the only Jewish Nazi, apparently. I mean, according to them, I guess. But yeah, I mean, that's just so ridiculous. But like, yeah, I mean, like, then, I mean, is he trying to call Joe Rogan like a skinhead or something? Is that a connection he's trying to make? It's just kind of like, I mean, he's just grasping at straws. I mean, I didn't know like the UFC was like a far right fascist, like political party. But, yeah, I mean, it's just very strange at this point. And then the fact that he would call like RFK, like working for Russia, I mean, it's just so weird. It's just very, it's very strange.
Well, he's put out tweets, as you know. Sorry, go ahead. No, I just interrupted you, Alex. Sorry, go ahead. Finish up.
Oh, no. It's just very strange that, like, he can work for Bill Gates and he can work for these the most corrupt medical companies in the country. Like, Pfizer has the biggest, I mean, like I said in that clip, Pfizer has the biggest criminal fine in history. And Peter Hotez sees nothing wrong with pushing their shot, and he thinks we should be trustworthy. So if Putin is like a lying, whatever, lying evil person, how is Pfizer not when they were charged, ironically charged by the same federal government that he wants to go after us?
Wow, Alex, thank you so much for the time. Great job. I Fight for Kids on Twitter. Follow him, support him. You're amazing, sir. I'm going to end this hour with this RFK Jr. clip. It's only a minute and a half long. I think he completely nails everything we're facing: a biomedical tyranny, the end of our freedoms, Operation Lockstep, UN power grab. This is world government. Hour number two is coming up. I'm at the River Church in Tampa, revival.com. I'm going to be at the Sunday service, 9:30. It's open, free to the public, great security, great place. And I'm going to be at a special nighttime event, 7 o'clock Sunday, so be here. We're going to go to break. Be back next hour.
They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledged when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. And it is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.